Well, hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
Welcome to the Insight Hour. Great for you to join us every Tuesday night on bbsradio.com, midnight on the East Coast. Happy New Day, everybody on the East Coast. 9 o'clock Pacific and in beautiful Hawaii. It looks like it's about 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. right now. So we thank you for joining us. We bring you the world's worst news and the world's best news. The worst of the worst, the best of the best. That's, I guess, you know, everybody wants a niche. I guess that's our niche. What do you think, Sherry?
I think that's our niche.
Yeah, so it's really great to do what we do. We don't shy away from the bad news. A lot of people say, hey, how come you guys don't just focus on the light? Well, you know, our philosophy is that if you're looking for enlightenment, you can't get optimal enlightenment until you come to terms with the depths of the darkness. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of brothers and sisters out there that are getting beat. They're getting killed in a gross depopulation, petrochemical, pharmaceutical intoxication agenda that these are our brothers and sisters. It's just like the people who you know whose families are suffering from this hideous intoxication from vaccinations. These people are our brothers and sisters. Their families are being devastated. Our nation is being devastated by the special needs brought on by autistic spectrum disorder and mercury toxicity from vaccination and all sorts of other toxins in the heavy metal poisons in the vaccinations, such as aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, MSG, polysorbate 80, tween. The tuberculosis skin tests are horrible. We've been getting emails this week again from Hawaii. In California, we've got new people calling in and writing in about concerns that all the heavy advertising saying you children and your teenagers when they go off to college and high school, they've got to get these new vaccinations. And that's not the case. You have a religious exemption available to you. Thank God. And thank the United States Constitution for giving us the sovereign ability to declare our Holy Spirit-filled temples the sovereign estate of your own personal choice. So in California, we still have on the law books the ability to use religious exemptions to exempt out from vaccinations. And you and I need to spread that word to all of our friends, family, relatives, everybody who knows others who have children or in schools, because ultimately, if you don't, you keep your mouth shut. You know, I hate to say this, but the blood of the wicked and those wasted is on your hands as the watchman who keeps his mouth shut. You've heard it here. The reality is you and I have a responsibility for our brothers and sisters, and that's what keeps us going. One of the things that keeps us going about sharing with you the darkness in this time of magnificent expanding light. And that's an intro to 528. Sherry, what's happening with 528 these days? And give us some information about what's happening with our next month.
Well, if you haven't actually gone to 528 Records, we recommend that you do that. That's where you can transpose your music into the fantastic, amazing 528 frequency of love and healing. You can upload any of your music to the site and it will transpose it back to you in the 528 frequency. If you are a musician, you can get 60% royalties for anyone who gives a donation for the music that you create and upload to the site and they desire, and then they actually order, you can actually get a 60% percentage of the royalties of that. So it's a great opportunity for musicians to get out there, get your music out there.
That's great.
We also have something new coming on is 528 Radio.
It's coming soon.
Yeah,
we keep saying that. It's almost there.
It's not there yet.
We're still working. See, that's what you can tell if you listen to the Insight Hour from week to week. You can tell that we are busy. We are doing our thing and we are blessing humanity. And optimally with prosperity in all ways through the music and mathematics. And that's what the book of 528. If you go online to the book of 528.com, you can read online the ebook. That's actually less than $10. And that's another thing that's keeping me busy right now. I'm working feverishly to get the hard copy out by this summer. So we're looking at ideally middle of June, or towards the end of June now, to have the hard copies of the Book of 528. And you'll really want to read this one. And I know most people are not reading anymore, but that doesn't matter. We've got to put it out. And we're going to be putting it out every way, shape, or form. This is a fantastic celebration of the reason grass is green and snowflakes are six-sided is the same reason you have a warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart when you're in love. That's a vibration, a greenish-yellow vibration of love that is 528 hertz frequency or 528 nanometers in light electromagnetic color spectrum. And that's an extraordinary revelation that's related to everything from the planetary cosmology, how the planet lines up in the universe, to the way that the pyramids are stacked up and constructed using tetrahedrons. The fact of the matter is that the structure of water is also related to 528 circles and squares and the pentagons and all sorts of sacred geometry is related to 528. And so if you have an understanding of that and an in-depth understanding, as I deliver in the book of 528, well, gee whiz, you're never going to look at things the same way again. You'll look now at a blade of grass and celebrate the fact that that's taking in the 528 frequency of the sun. And that sun frequency, that photon and phonon, that sound and light signal from the sun vibrating fundamentally in 528 is being picked up by that greenish-yellow pigment called chlorophyll and transported into oxygen. The electron carried by the ha, the breath of life, is all about love. It's all about 528. And that's what's sustaining you right now. The life is in the blood. That life electron energy flow is in 528 love, and that is what you're breathing. So this is some of the magnificent revelation, and when you play that music, it's healing. It's not just enjoyable listening. We're talking about a whole healing revolution. So there's where you can engage the love, the light, the transformation of this planet. The best news on the planet is the celebration of 528 hertz frequency, love, vibration. So, Sherry, thank you for the news about the i528tunes.com. And I understand somebody has just blessed i528tunes with a special album. Maybe you can mention that.
Yes, we've uploaded the Best of American Idol 2011 to the site.
What? You did that already? Whoa, folks, you get that? Now, that's before American Idol is even finished. We've got the Best of American Idol transposed into 528 up on i528tunes.com. It's by donation. We ask for a donation. But please give from your heart, and whatever you can afford, we greatly appreciate. But the great news is, even before American Idol has a Best of American Idol, i528tunes has a Best of American Idol with 24 of the best tracks thus far on American Idol. And I understand that's going to be expanded as the final weeks of American Idol go by. So that's a wonderful thing to take that magnificent music. This year the talent has been outstanding. Incredible young people have joined American Idol this year, and their best tunes right now are on i528tunes.com, transposed into the healing frequency from A440, the standard tuning, into A444 hertz, which is C528 hertz, which gives you the warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart and uplifts your spirit. In musicology, it's called ecstatic listening, and that goosebumps, that kundalini rush up your spine, has a name for it in musicology. It's called frisson, F-R-I-S-S-O-N. And you listen to the new American Idol soundtracks, and that's what you get. Is you get deep breath releases, you get warm, fuzzy feelings in your heart, and a kundalini rush up your spine as you enjoy this year's American Idol transposed into 528. How's that for a celebration? You heard it first here on the Inside Hour.
Yes, you heard it first here on the Inside Hour. And we're not actually, you know, I talked to Dr. Arts about this American Idol thing. I mean, it is on the Fox News station. And
well, that's like where you began your journalism career.
And where I ran away from.
You ran away. You're telling me Rupert Murdoch scared you so much you had to run away.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't what. It was just the politics of not being able to be free, and then realizing that you're working for the beast, and realizing that you're actually contributing to what the disinformation that's put out there in mainstream media. So I can just say I'm much happier right now.
You're happier now. That's nice. That's nice. You can breathe freely that you're not doing what the beast is ordering you to do, huh?
Exactly. Who wouldn't be?
I agree. Totally. I made that choice too. Actually, God made that choice for me when I got ousted from my career in dentistry and dental public health as a professional. The choice was kind of like made for me. The door opened and I had one way to go, and that was out and back into something like becoming an investigative journalist and a consumer advocate for natural healing and exposing big pharma. So that's, I think, what you probably enjoy doing too. What have you been working on?
Well, I just got more evidence. I know that people who have been following our work out there. And, you know, I want to like let it out to everybody out there. I mean, I get mail sometimes. I don't know if you're aware of this, but people, I feel that they're condemning me for some of the work that I'm doing in the world with you. And I feel that somehow...
It's like Bob Dylan song. They'll stone you when you're doing anything.
And I think that people misunderstand... misunderstand the work that we do together, and they feel that that maybe I'm, you know, harming you in some way, or I'm, you know, contributing to all of these bad things that have happened in your life. And I think that they have been going on way before I came into your life. It's just when I came into your life.
Yeah, sure. You've been an angel from Philadelphia who's come to help me out. I appreciate you very, very much, and I'm so sad to hear that you've been receiving mail from people who are claiming something else.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hurtful because, you know, I've only done my best to, you know, help you as my friend and tell everybody the truth in the world. And when I saw that, when I met you, I saw that they were attacking you, and they had been attacking you since 2007, which was way before I came along.
You know, because I started to work with you on Live H2O towards the summer of 2009.
Yeah.
And I actually completely attest to the fact that I started to get slammed by CIA, FBI, Greg Zemanski, alias Eric Samuelson, Dr. Truot back in 2007, where they created that false list of Knights of Malta. So really, it's for whoever's claiming and writing that you are somehow the source of this attack on my life and on my health and in my people out there that are trying to discredit me. It's just the opposite, really. Sherry Kane has been tremendous in being a source for exposing these devil doers and coming to my aid as my friend. So I greatly appreciate you, Sherry. Sorry that you're receiving that kind of mail.
It's okay. I'm trying to be tough as nails, you know. But again, I'm only human, and a lot of people don't understand the work that I'm doing out there in the world, which is really, you know, pretty dangerous stuff. We're up against some pretty bad people. The people that we're really up against now are the ones that were behind attacking you, and these are the same people that were around when JFK was assassinated, when RFK was assassinated.
Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Yeah, exactly. So these are really bad people, and we talked about Ted Gunderson for a while. We've mentioned that he was somebody who comes out saying that he's trying to protect the children from the Church of Satan and from child trafficking,
sex trafficking,
and sex slavery and pedophilism, when in reality he's a double agent. And we have information now, which is
you just posted something new
on my
blog,
website. Yes, I posted something on Letters of Evidence. You go to sherrykane.com, Letters of Evidence. You can see my newest posting where I posted the evidence that I received from Barbara Hartwell, who used to also work with the CIA.
And Ted Gunderson. They were business partners,
yeah,
right?
She, you know, I don't believe that anybody's ever seen this letter that Ted had sent her back in 1998. And she sent me a letter where he states, and there's evidence to prove that he had been lying all along, where he was married to Diana Rively, who was Anton LaVey's former wife before he died. Anton LaVey is the founder of the Church of Satan. Diana, who was married to him, and then she'd married Gunderson. And so in the letter, you can see the proof that she married Gunderson, and he can't deny it any longer.
That, I understand. He's been telling people, no, it doesn't exist, and that Barbara Hartwell can't be trusted because she's a CIA operative. Meanwhile, he's a CIA FBI operative, and that's according to not just Hartwell, but a lot of other people who have been suspicious of him. I, unfortunately, had my own eyes be blinded. I bought into the friendship that Gunderson rendered, and I found it shocking to discover this information through your research, Sherry.
Yeah, and a lot of people are, you know, look at Ted Gunderson, who's going to be as special guest at the conference we're going to be at, which is the Conspiracy Conference in San Jose, and we're scheduled to debate this group. But a lot of people look at Ted Gunderson, who's been in the truth movement for many, many years, way before I came along, and he's somebody who they trusted for information and somebody who they believed was on their side and on the side of we the people. And so people feel violated by my information out there that actually.
Oh, so that's why you're receiving some letters of attack, huh?
Well, I believe that's definitely partially true. I mean, here is their hero, and I've, you know, but let me just say that if he had been behind the attacks against you, which I would have never even have guessed it would have been him until I did the research and we found out who these people were working for. You know, you go down the row. I mean, the buck doesn't stop at him, but he is the boss that's on the level of we the people. He's the boss
again,
that's on
our level. Ted Gunderson, who in his bio he reputes to have the FBI Division 5 director from Los Angeles, with photographs of him meeting with Ronald Reagan and a number of other very, very high-level officials. And this is the same Ted Gunderson who has an intimate friendship with John DeCamp, who wrote the book Franklin Cover-Up, and the picture of the sex slave Johnny Gosch was circulated apparently by Ted Gunderson's right-hand man, who's been at the forefront of attacking not just you, Sherry, but a lot of other wonderful investigators, mostly women out there, who have felt the brunt of his persecution and harassments and threats. This is Timothy Patrick White, who has a hideous history, some criminal involvements from a lot of what has been stated and written all over the internet, and to realize that this is the man who is protecting Gunderson as his, as you call him, the barking dog in the group that features Dr. Truott, this Timothy Patrick White, Doug Millar, who I'm sure we'll see at the Conspiracy Conference. He's there every year. He was there last year. Last year, I was, you know, suddenly confronted by Doug Millar, Ted Gunderson's right-hand assistant, claiming that I'm a Knights of Malta and demanding in public an apology and the truth be told. And the truth was told. I told him that I have zero connection to the Knights of Malta. I have zero allegiance to the Pope. And the reality is that the Knights Hospitaller currently is engaged in a lawsuit with the Knights of Malta, because the Knights of Malta are trying to shut down what Big Pharma doesn't want. The Knights of Malta do not want free healthcare clinics and trained physicians that work with natural medicines and healing waters worldwide, because ultimately that undermines, it spreads the 528 love revolution, but it undermines the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartels slavery and gag over we the people. So that, you know, this is the big boys, man. This is like the CIA, the top CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO that are protecting the muckety mucks on Capitol Hill, who, as the Johnny Gosch story relates the Bush family is implicated. The picture of Johnny Gosch is standing next to George H.W. Bush. The John DeCamp book, apparently, according to your research, Sherry, maybe you can go into this somewhat, is a controlled opposition. It's a fraud. It's a fake.
Well, it's got truth in there. It definitely has the truth about people at the highest levels, politicians that actually were involved in this sex trafficking trade and involved with taking young kids and having them actually smuggle drugs with them in and out of the country. I mean, they use kids like nothing, like they're rags, like they're just, you know, basically used for their pleasure, and then they throw them out. And they do that with snuff movies. They do that with selling their body parts. I mean, it's a really disgusting trade, and these people are involved in it. And it's, you know, and also, if you go to my website, you can see under letters of evidence that I put this other testimony of Barbara Hartwell, where she talks about how she first revealed this information about Ted Gunderson being married to Diana Rively, and that she was shut off when she was interviewed on Genesis Communications.
Yeah, who was it that shut her up?
Jeremy Floyd was the host who was really into what she said. He was well aware of it. And Alex Jones was the person who shut her down.
Shut her down with president. It was Michael Trudeau, right? From Vice President of Genesis Communications Network.
And I want to let everybody know out here that this is the only radio station. Well, one of the few. I'm sure there's a few other independent radio stations out there, but this is one of the few where we have the ability to mention Alex Jones' name. We were on another radio show,
recently.
The Vinnie Eastwood show, was it that? And we were not allowed to mention his name.
Yeah, because apparently all of the talk show hosts and the power that Alex Jones wields to control and censor talk show hosts and radio network, even executives, is apparently so powerful that people are running scared of Alex Jones.
That's wild, isn't it?
And, you know, here we are, you know, saying, rah, rah, America, freedom of the press, here, celebrate independent radio. And you've got extreme censorship ongoing right here, right now, in good old America. So I want to reiterate what we're talking about here. You have this CIA, former CIA operative, Barbara Hartwell. Now, you have to understand that there is a saying, once in the CIA, always in the CIA. So the reality is that you don't really know exactly who to trust or not to trust, especially because all of the players that we've been exposing at the highest levels here, Gunderson, Anthony Hilder, and being now given from Barbara Hartwell, Sherry Cain has been given the actual document that proves slam dunks on his own letterhead that Ted Gunderson was indeed, in fact, not according to his lying, he was in fact married for a short period of time to Diana Rively, which brings him directly into the Church of Satan. Now, you have to understand, what does that mean? Well, this is FBI Division 5 director. This is the man who was virtually the J. Edgar Hoover of Southern California. From L.A. down, Gunderson had the scoop on all of the prosecutors, all the real high-level attorneys, the judges. He knew what crimes were happening at the highest levels for the federal government of the United States and the national FBI. And to have that man allege over all these years that he's a goody-two-shoes, and he has nothing to do. And in fact, you know, it's stunning when you start to go back and review what this man has actually said, and that there are still postings on YouTube. For example, maybe you could talk a little bit about the Geraldo Rivera in discussion and interview that Rivera did, not only with Ted Gunderson, but with allegedly his arch nemesis, the director of the Church of Set, Michael Aquino, who plays a tremendously high-level role in the United States military. In fact, this is the go-to guy for propaganda for the United States military in COINTELPRO. His name is Michael Aquino.
Right.
Tell us about that, Sherry.
Well, he was on Geraldo Rivera and with Michael Aquino, and they were playing Good Cop, Bad Cop. Basically, Michael Aquino was really saying that, you know, Satanism was not a bad thing and other people would have been arrested if it was. And then
and Michael Aquino was blaming the religions, all the major religions, for the ongoing problem of child murders and trafficking and pedophilia. Is that right?
Exactly. And then you had Gunderson, who they questioned, well, why isn't anything being done? Why aren't people being arrested? All this horrific crimes going on.
Yeah, and you have to understand, folks, Ted Gunderson is the go-to guy. It's like the clearinghouse. It's like the door for parents whose children go missing and become sex slaves or murdered. They go typically to the FBI. They go to Ted Gunderson because he had the reputation of being the world's leading expert in how to help them. So to find out that he is actually marries Diana Rively, Anton LaVey's wife, soon after, I understand, LaVey dies and then is associated via these propaganda spin television Geraldo Rivera interviews with Michael Aquino and the rest of the players in the broadcasting of this controlled opposition, this manner in which the Illuminati puts out their dirty laundry in a way that's consumable, in a way that's out there in the public, in your face, on primetime television, but yet you don't do anything. People sit there, stunned perhaps, but the conspiracy of silence among we the people continues, and the continuance of 500,000 children going missing annually in the United States alone. That's about the number of people who die from cardiovascular diseases annually in the United States is the number of children that go missing, die, or engaged in this hideous pedophilia and sex slavery. Gee whiz, folks, you would think that Ted Gunderson, the top guy in the field, might have done something. But instead, what does he say on this video?
He basically says it's really too difficult to arrest anybody for these crimes. And he even goes as far to say that if they get cops involved in it, then the cops will be involved in committing the crimes too.
Which doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's like a big excuse of how he's actually, you know, if he wasn't working for the other side, if he wasn't working for the bad guys, what he would have said was, you know, I have all this evidence. This is why I gave up working with the FBI. I cannot in my good conscience tolerate what they're doing, how they're allowing this to happen, how I have no power to stop them from making this happen, how I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, that's not his take on it. His take is protecting them, making up excuses for what they're doing. And anybody that can't see this clearly is blind. You're as blind if you can't see it as the people that are looking at mainstream television and you're looking at saying, well, why can't they see that mainstream television is a joke? This is a joke. It's a joke.
It's a sick joke. It's a distraction, deception, and ultimately a toxic, deadly illusion that they're generating here.
And he's preaching. He's telling you all what you want to hear, preaching to the choir. But if you really listen to what he has to say, as intelligent people out there that don't subscribe to the mainstream media, if you really listen closely, you will hear. It's not hidden. It's right in plain sight. That's the way they work it. They'll always do their thing in plain sight, the NWA. There's no other way. And in case you didn't, I meant New World Order, Illuminati. They do everything clearly. And if you don't see them doing what they're doing, it's right there in front of your face.
Yeah, you got to wake up. You just haven't woken up yet. You're hypnotized.
Wake up.
Know, there's most of the people out there are hypnotized, especially the people who still buy that the Barack Obama is a hero and that Osama bin Laden was recently killed. That's ridiculous. He was killed years ago. And that the whole thing is a song and dance to bring on the next level of the agenda, you know, whether it's the economy covering up and distracting people from what's happening in the financial sector to what the next agenda is. Obviously, they're turning up the heat on the frogs in the boiling pot, and that's what we the people are. So the heat's being turned up, and ultimately there's a depopulation agenda to reduce 6 out of 7 of you listening to this radio program tonight.
You know, it's really even worse to believe that you're conscious out there, that you're actually a conscious human being, that you believe you're actually have more knowledge because you know that 9/11 was an inside job and you know the truth about what's going on with our government, our Constitution. You know what? It's even worse for you not to know when you're listening to what these people say and realize that people like Ted Gunderson and Anthony Hilder that are out there telling you, oh, about chemtrails and telling you about the Church of Satan and telling you about child sex trafficking. These people that are giving you this information and you're not, what are you going to do with it? Because you know what? These people are going to control what you do with the information. It is going to stay within your community. It will never go further than that because you need to wake up and see past these people to get the information out there. They're really the gatekeepers
They're the gatekeepers. And the subliminal trip here is the fact that when they tell you that they're doing this work to expose these criminal elements that are engaged in pedophilia, child trafficking, sex slavery, and you think, rah, rah, these guys are great, something's being done, there are people working for us, that's the trap. Because they are actually part of the problem. They're literally engaged in administering the problem. They're the front guys, the gatekeepers, the COINTELPRO, spin doctors, spinning the propaganda that blinds the mainstream media and we the people from seeing the truth. And that exclusively is the fundamental problem as to why it is that this continues to go on and on and on and on. And we don't talk about 500,000 children going missing and dying in this agenda that is clearly satanic.
And saying that we're actually just going to stop like worrying about it or thinking about it and just like live on a higher vibration, that's all really good and we would love to just be there. But at the same time, it's going to continue to go on unless you wake up.
What happens if it's your child?
I mean, exactly.
I can tell you folks, honestly, one of the most common letters or phone calls that I receive is from those people consider themselves New Agers. These are the folks that meditate. They have this love and light in their heart. They always are thinking positively. They never want to think about the stuff we're talking about. Nothing negative comes into their thought patterns because that's what they've done. They've censored it. They don't want to have a part of it. But you know what? That's part of what the reality is in life. And these people end up having this instant karma generated in their own lives when they don't want to think about the negativity. They take their children to the medical doctors or the nurses, and even with zero consent for vaccination, behind their backs, the nurses inject the children. And then they've got autistic children. And then they wonder why it is that with all that love, all that light, all that meditation and positive thinking, they've now got a urgency and a continue history in their family of devastation, of literally their family is devastated financially, emotionally, from the fact now that their once magnificent, totally healthy child is now intoxicated with mercury and other heavy metal poisons. So this is what's happening, folks. If you don't wake up, you know, the saying went that ignorance is bliss. Well, you know what? That was probably an Illuminati stupid statement for us to buy. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is deadly today. Absolutely deadly.
So, you know, my take on it is, you know, Anthony Hilder, who is Ted Gunderson's crony, his partner, he's a C-grade filmographer. He has put out a video that trying to discredit me for exposing him and Gunderson and their cronies on who they really are. He actually tried to put me in a box and made his sexist comments and put me on a rating system as a woman. I mean, these people are pure patriarchal sexist misogynists. You know, they're just the worst of the worst. And if you,
yeah, the level of consciousness is higher in a snail.
Yeah, and so they're out there, and then, you know, you have people on their little message board saying, you know, bad-mouthing me, saying, well, you know, if something were to happen to Dr. Horowitz, and it's her fault, and,
Well, Horowitz was okay until Sherry Kane and he started working together.
Yeah, and so they're like saying, oh, well, we liked him. But no, they were putting this bad stuff out against him, and I just came along and said, hey, who are these people doing this? This is not right. You should be credited. You're an amazing
humanitarian. That is the absolute sworn truth. The reality is that, as I mentioned, the Knights of Malta list, forged, fraudulent,
and that was
created
before, you met
before Sherry Kane came into Live H2O Arena.
And you had no idea that it was created by these COINTELPRO people or people that you
were friends with.
You thought they were a bunch of jealous group guys.
I didn't think that it was an organized criminal conspiracy that leads to the top CIA officials engaged in propaganda. You know, I mean, I think the work that we're doing is obviously, it's great, it's fantastic, but to think that suddenly now I've entered into the arena where I am a top enemy of state.
Well, you must have a great big voice out there that's getting to too many people for, you know, your own good, and that's really when they try to silence you, is when people are starting to listen to you. So, you know, on one hand, it's, you know, it's good, and on the other hand, it's a threat. So,
you know, and it's not just happening on this level that we're talking about.
Let me segue that, because I want to say, you know, I had this evidence that I just got in regards to Ted Gunderson's letter to Diana, to Barbara Hartwell, about his marriage to Diana Rively, which is very revealing. You also have evidence in a photograph, because you were attacked for 528 frequency by another group of COINTELPRO agents, possible COIN, we believe them to be, because why are they wasting their time otherwise, unless to discredit the love revolution, which is something that the Illuminati does not want.
They don't want to have the love 528 revolution.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So you have this photo of Marco Rodin, who you've written about in your book, the book of 528.
And many books, yeah.
Yeah. Well, in your latest book, especially, where you talk about, you know, how he spoke about the solfeggio tones at a meeting that was held at your place in Hawaii. And you have actual photograph of him where he was putting that out on a board.
Yeah, thank God I had that photograph.
And so, you know, you had somebody who was working closely with him trying to discredit you and the 528 frequency, and actually trying to say that 432 frequency is better than 528, but now you have this photograph. So it's kind of like another bit of evidence that you have to support that this man, Marco Rodin, was actually in support of the work that you do. So the person that was coming out against you cannot say, well, he had nothing to do with the work you do. So it's great that you have that photograph. But why don't you tell everybody out there? I mean, I know it's on 528records.com, where they can get the information on the media page if they scroll down. But tell them about, you know, we were attacked recently by a group of people involved with these people at a conference, and they're all associated with these people who tried to attack you with the 520 for having the 528 frequency out there and getting it out into the world.
Sure, Sherry. You know, I wasn't even thinking of that one, but let's talk about that. Again, when I said that we're being attacked on every level, you can't even imagine what it's like to be living in Dr. Len Horowitz's shoes right now. Or Sherry Kane's, really. We're both living our lives like on a roller coaster ride through the Twilight Zone. And it's, you know, a lot of it is not particularly joyful. This group, I was thinking, actually, first of all, if you haven't read the Healthy World newsletter, go to Healthy World. I guess it's healthyworldnewsletter.com now is a new link for that, correct? For
yes,
the archives.
Healthyworldnewsletter.com.
And sign up on healthyworldstore.com. Also, the Healthy World affiliates. If you haven't joined us in the affiliate program, please do. Join us for free at healthyworldaffiliates.com and stay healthy. take the best products that we endorse, that we either developed or we've basically selected from the great people that contact us and offer us the top of the top products in the world of natural medicine and natural healing. And also the music. We've got fantastic everything from the tuning forks, the 528 tuning forks, to various other instruments and 528 resonating jewelry, 528 fashions. At healthyworldstore.com, you'll find a whole new world into this magnificent, advancing 528 love revolution now, and products such as Oxy Silver, the world's most powerful silver hydrosol. It makes vaccinations and toxic antibiotics obsolete. It is a simple silver, microfine silver solution with water bonded to the oxygen. The silver is, it's unique, and it's resonating in love. And it's meant for you to be used with prayer and that power of faith and prayer to bring health and healing and sustainability. Man, that's where the action is. And so we're actually advancing the world's first nutraceuticals that deal with this understanding of how we are the math, we are the music. And if we simply vibrate in sync with the divine creator's love, man, it's like entering into the kingdom of heaven, where there's nothing missing, nothing broken therein, disease goes away. It simply miraculously heals. And that third note, that miracle note of the original solfeggio musical scale, do, re, mi, miragistorum in Latin, miracles in English, that's what we're talking about. Talking about bringing on miracles through the sciences and the arts, and that we now have this incredibly magnificent understanding of how the Creator works to create us and uplift us and sustain us. So anyway, we're being attacked because of that. It's exactly like what Jesus was up against. You know, all of these hypocrites, these liars, these cheats. And again, you know, it's not the Creator that creates confusion. It's the satanic sorcery, casting magic spells, lies, deceptions through the media. And that's what we're up against. The thing that I was thinking of, if you haven't read the most recent newsletter, our property has been literally the title to the Kingdom of Heaven in Hawaii has been stolen at this point. And directly with support and complicity of the county of Hawaii. And if you haven't read it, read the article that Sherry just did. It's on Healthy World newsletter, healthyworldstore.com. Click on the newsletter archives. And there you'll see I just filed a $3 million lawsuit against the county of Hawaii. Actually, it's a claim. It is about to become a lawsuit, but the claim has been filed with the county for repayment for gross negligence of the police and complicity by the county building department and planning departments. They were involved in this crime ring and used as leverage for the crime of stealing the title to the sacred land that we've been working on and with the Native Hawaiians to advance as a magnificent healing spa since 2003. So this is a long-term project that's been ongoing, and now that title has been stolen. So we ask for your prayers. Please keep us in your prayers for sure, for the safety and the angels of protection. Please help us that way. Then also, help us in it, put us in prayers for having this turnaround miraculously. We're counting on and have full faith that a miracle, because if the Creator's for you, then who can stand against you? We have total faith that this whole thing is going to somehow miraculously shift, and we will have justice and righteousness, what in Hawaiian is called pono, in the spirit of aloha, that loving vibration of the breath. Well, gee whiz, we expect a full restoration of the property title to advance this magnificent healing spa for the blessing of not only the community there in Hawaii, but also for the world. So that's an attack there. And as you mentioned, Sherry, this whole concept of the 528 love revolution or lover evolution has been recently attacked by a Tyler Thurmond and a Jamie Butterf. These are the guys that produce the Cosmic 432, parts 1 and 2 on YouTube. And, you know, I watched part 1, and I was I was impressed. Jamie did an interesting job reading Tyler Thurman's script, but I thought that the script was interesting. Now, Tyler Thurman, I've got to share with you, the fact is that this was a fellow who infiltrated my camp back in 2008, was introduced to me in Southern California as somebody who wanted to help out with live H2O and videography for the Concert for the Living Water. And I welcomed him, open arms, and really gave him as much information as I could. And a few months later, he suddenly disappears, doesn't help at all, doesn't follow through with any of his promises. And gee whiz, I wonder what happened to him, because we certainly needed the help back in 2008, 2009 with the Concert for the Living Water that ultimately made it into 76 countries. And we had a successful, albeit financially devastating, program. It was still well worth it because of the blessings that came out of Concert for the Living Water. But that's where I met Tyler Thurman, who is the not only videographer in this new video attack on my person, my credibility, and 528 frequency. And his partner and he, Jamie Butterf, infiltrated Marco Rodin's camp. And Rodin is a mathematical genius. And as you mentioned, Sherry, when I was back in 2004, I actually filmed Marco Rodin in this beautiful